taking away a community center and then talking about wanting to continue funding something that just basically incarcerates people and disproportionately attacks Black communities makes no sense. We cannot afford the private centers. Not everybody over there is rich. I'm on OHP. I don't have $1,100 to afford preschool in the fall when you close my $200 option.
It is the heart of our neighborhood. It is the only affordable care option. We have a waiting list of up to 100 people trying to get into aftercare. It will create a childcare desert in this city. That is what this will do. And privatizing and closing them down is just the wrong course. It's not the moral decision, it's not the correct decision, and it's not necessary. Mary King, an economist, just wrote a way that we can expand the Portland Clean Energy Fund to actually fund mental health services, to fully fund parks, to expand our preschools. This is the heart of communities. We should be expanding them, we should be funding them. They are what make working families be able to live in this city.
When you have a thriving community, yes, then you have a community that doesn't need to be constantly policed.
Yes.
Okay? Okay, so that's why we say care, not cops. Has anyone here ever seen a sweep of a homeless encampment? It is one of the most disgusting things that I have ever seen in my life, is watching someone who is barely surviving and only wants to sleep under a little bit of shelter. And you send in the police, and you arrest them, and you take away everything they have, and you throw it in the garbage. And 52% of the arrests that your police made last year were of those people. So I am letting you know that I am not the only one who sees the inhumanity in a decision like that. The money that you want to take that track record and you want to expand it. You want to give them more money. Thank you for having 52% of your arrests be people who are barely surviving, that could die any day. Some Portlanders die at the hands of the police, and you want to give them more money. We're watching.
Like community centers, having welcoming and attended hygiene access increases community connection, mutual support, and mental health. Building understanding and opportunities for housed and unhoused collaboration reduces strife, fear, and the impulse to call 911 every 15 minutes on unwanted people. If we do these things, we don't need the same amount of policing anymore.
If we talk about the cost in staffing for an entire year at one pool, it will cost $900 in staffing. So you're saving $900 at the expense of $8,250 in revenue. That math doesn't make sense. If they stay open, the projection is that there's going to be $200,000 in net revenue for all preschool. If you close them, which is what the plan is, it will drop down to $25,000. In net revenue. So closing two sites, you are losing $175,000 net revenue.
I want to question the $1.5 million out of the transportation budget for derelict RV enforcement. I am against displacement without replacement for any person experiencing houselessness. And to spend $1.5 million in transportation money to essentially sweep people who have essentially a home is not a good use of our transportation dollars. And finally, I would like to question the false choices that we're being presented with here tonight. Oregon has the third fastest number of millionaires after North and South Dakota. You have to assume a good number of those are in Portland. If we only had millionaires in Portland, if there were only 50 people as rich as you, Mayor Wheeler, and they taxed themselves 10%, we could cover the entire park shortfall annually. That's 50 millionaires. The number of millionaires that we probably have is far, far higher.
In the last several weeks, our community has learned of the expert financial analysis commissioned by Parks and Recreation's Union. The result of this analysis has revealed that general fund revenues over expenses have yielded an average $54 million surplus over the last 5 years. And also that unrestricted net assets in the Internal Services Fund average almost $90 million, also in the last 5 years. Meanwhile, we learned that general fund expenditures have been declining by as much as 6% per year. So we're confused. In light of these figures, we do not understand why the Bureau wishes to cut programs, and especially to cut full-time, frontline, expert-dedicated staff who are the heart and soul and the lifeblood of our community centers. We have called, we have emailed, we have sent letters, we have offered many solutions, but we feel we've been kept in the dark. What happens when we don't see this transparency is that we are left to speculate and hypothesize ulterior motives, which does not build goodwill. Our quality of life, the health of our communities, are about to be irrevocably diminished, and we feel betrayed by that.
Well, let's tax the rich, please. Don't cut the parks.